They would have lived in some tattered tents in isolation outside of any habitated city or town, condemned to watch each other's flesh wither, muscles atrophy, all of them stricken with this incurable, deadly disease. Forced to cry out, "Unclean, unclean," when anyone who was healthy walked by. And praying with all of their strength, "Oh God, please heal us. Deliver us from this sentence of death. Rid our bodies of this disease. Send someone who can bring healing into our lives, and we will be so forever grateful." And then suddenly, their prayers are answered. This holy man Jesus comes walking down near their camp. And they know of his reputation as a compassionate healer, and they cry out, "Jesus, Master, heal us." And he calls back, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And they know what that means. Because when someone's leprosy goes into miraculous remission, or if one was misdiagnosed with a disease that seemed like leprosy but was actually benign, they could go to a priest and be certified as fit for society again. So they shuffle over the hill, hesitant at first, but then as they feel the vigor returning to their bodies, feel their souls filled with strength, feel their sinews being empowered as health returns to them, their flesh transformed into life, they go over the hill in great joy. But one person, realizing the gift that has come to him, comes back, praising God in a loud voice, falling at Jesus' feet in gratitude and praise. And Jesus asks the question, "Where are the nine? Where are the nine?" Only one came back. We have some insight into this question that Jesus has asked. We can peer into our own souls and know that there are times in our own lives when we really, really want something. We pray to God for deliverance. We want a promotion or a gift or a job reference or some favor. We really want it, and we go to someone and ask, and then they give us that promotion or that gift or that favor or that blessing. And then suddenly, we're not near as grateful as we know we ought to be. Having yearned for it, prayed for it, begged for it, and then received it, that gratitude almost feels like a burden. It is hard sometimes to express our gratitude with genuine love. Why? Why? Let me just put this in terms you guys out there can understand. When you go to your neighbor and you ask for his leaf blower, you're excited. But once you've used it, you're not nearly as excited about giving it back. Why? It is because to be truly grateful, we have to recognize our insufficiency, our inadequacy. To be truly grateful,
We have to recognize that we were in need and we needed someone else to bless us. We needed some blessing from God we couldn't provide ourselves. But then having received it, it is hard to humble ourselves and admit our neediness. Oh yeah, in the camp, those lepers prayed, "Lord, just heal me. Lord, just help me." But once the healing has come, once the help has arrived, well, I got things to do. I got people to see. I got places to go. To turn around and go back to the feet of Jesus is to orient your life around His values. To go back to the feet of Jesus is to say, "I am indebted to You, God. I will live in indebted to You, Lord." And admitting that insufficiency, admitting our neediness before God and before others, is often very hard to do. Where are the nine? Some of them, even as they ran over the hill in joy, also run over the hill in anger. They're mad at God. They're mad at the Son of God for healing them because they feel like they deserved it. Why should leprosy come to me? Such a good person. Why should a bad break happen to me? They don't go back to Jesus to thank Him because, after all, I shouldn't have had leprosy in the first place. Why should I be grateful? How many of us may be angry at the way life has turned out, not the way we wanted it to, filled with a little bit of bitterness, cannot truly live in gratitude unto God? We're poisoned by our anger. And so we're not among the one who comes back. Where are the nine? Some of them don't come back because they already have what they want. They don't need God anymore. They have what they want. They asked for healing. They prayed for healing. Healing came. They don't need any more from God. There are a lot of people who practice that kind of faith. Think of a man in a former church. Came to me for counseling because he admitted to me he had emotionally and physically abused his wife who had finally left him. And wanting to win her back, he decided to become a spiritual person. He came to church. He seemed to open himself to the Spirit. He became kind and generous, affectionate. And everyone around him was amazed at the transformation and so complimentary, but it was all a strategy. He just wanted to win his wife back. And when that didn't happen, he went back to his selfish, dissipate, ascetic ways. He wasn't grateful to God for the transformation in his personality. He was angry at God for not giving him what he wanted. Some of the nine who don't come back needed to learn the same lesson that my parishioner did. The worship of God is not a means to anything. The worship of God is an end unto itself. We don't glorify God and serve God in order to gain something. We worship and glorify God for the very joy of giving our praise unto the Lord. Where are the nine? One comes back. One comes back and falls at Jesus' feet, and our Lord says to him, "Rise, your faith has made you whole."
When I was a kid, I wondered about that phrase. I wondered if maybe like a reverse Cinderella happened. Those lepers go over the hill and they're not grateful to God and they turn back leprous again. But that's not the kind of God we worship. Jesus is not angry at these people for their ingratitude. He is disappointed in their lack of thankfulness. Rise. Go your way. Your faith has made you whole. What does that mean? It means that this one out of the 10 understood that his entire life, not just his healing, but every breath he enjoyed, every blessing he received, everything about his life was rooted in God's graciousness. The other 9 were healed of leprosy, but they were still infected with anger, focused on their agenda, superficial in their faith, and disconnected to the very source of their being. Only this one who came back was fully appreciative and cognizant of his indebtedness upon God. So he was whole. The rest were healed of leprosy, but they were not whole, disconnected from the source of their life. There's a great rabbi named Abraham Heschel who years ago said, "The source of all of the dissonance in our life is ingratitude." He said, as civilization advances, wonder diminishes. And a life without wonder is not worth living. Humanity is perishing, said Heschel, because humanity has not learned that life without wonder is not worth living. It's not that we lack the will to believe. We lack the ability to wonder. That insight provides the key to understanding this passage. Because the one person who comes back to Jesus in thankfulness and falls at his feet in praise is a Samaritan. The other 9 lepers were Jews. Jesus is a holy man who is a Jew. The other 9 lepers say, well, of course he healed us. But this leper who is considered biologically half-breed, religiously heretical, as well as a leper, was 3 times worth a Samaritan. And he stands in wonder that this Jewish holy man would bring healing into his life. And filled with wonder, he returns with gratitude and falls at Jesus' feet. I take very seriously the injunction of our Lord that when you do it to the least of my brethren, you've done it unto me. And I will admit to you that has opened me up to be taken advantage of many, many times. In my first pastorate, there was a perpetual pest named Walter. Walter would hit me up for little gifts all the time. And one night he called me and says, Dr. Kramer, he's called me the young reverend. Dr. Kramer, I need you to help me out again. And I said, Walter, I helped you out about a month ago. I helped you about 2 weeks ago. I helped you last week. And as I'm doing this litany of help, he suddenly says, Dr. Kramer, I got to put you on hold. I got another call. And I suddenly realized this man had panhandled enough, he could afford call waiting. And when he came back to me, I was laughing so hard, he just hung up the phone.
And I learned something that night. There are some people, no matter how much you do for them, they will never be grateful. I've been in the ministry over 30 years. I can say conservatively, I have probably helped 2,000 people, either out of my own pocket or out of the church mission or benevolence fund. And I don't say that with any sense of pride. I should have done more. And I would tell you, out of that 2,000 people, at least 1,000 of them have said to me, Dr. Krimmer, I'll pay you back, or I'll pay the church back. Out of that 1,000 people, zero has ever repaid me, save one. It was a black man. His name was Kevin, and he had AIDS. And he had been kicked out of his own church because of his illness. And he came to me in desperation. And I helped him. Helped him fairly often. And Kevin never could have repaid me dollar for dollar. But he had slipped into the services enough times to know that I only wear burgundy or red ties. And so, one Sunday, he came up and gave me a burgundy tie. And I've cherished that tie, because it is an expression of the wonder of the Samaritan that a poor black man with AIDS could find a friend in the white pastor of a big steeple downtown church. And it so amazed him, he couldn't help but give a gift. What kind of a person are you? Are you a Walter, caught up in your own anger, focused on your own agenda, superficial in your connection to God, really disjointed, not really in touch with the source of your blessings, and thus never able to truly be grateful to God? Or are you a Kevin whose life is filled with wonder that is unworthy as we are? God showers us with blessings. It's only the Kevins of the world who can say with the hymnist, were the whole realm of nature mine, that would be a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. May we pray together. Lord, we're all lepers, cleansed by your power. Freed of a sin that we could not escape ourselves. May we be filled with gratitude, and may that gratitude inspire courage to give to you all that we are. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.